We're learning Masech, the Sukkah, Daf Lamed Vav, and Aleph. We're going to go through the Sugya of Esreg that starts on the end of Daf Lamed Hey and Beis, towards the end. We'll go through a few of the Sugyas, Chazazis, and Nitl Pitmasai, and Nikav and Chasakal Shehu. The Mishnah says, also Chazazis Arubai is Pasal, Almuta is Kasher. And Rashi says, what's the Chazazis? Rashi in the Mishnah says, Kimin and Bavuai is Dakais. Small blisters. The Magen Mishnah says, is Targum of Igara Vayalefes by the Munim, which means the blister, Echazazan. And the Rosh explains the Chazazis has to be Yesh Ben Mamish, has to have some texture to it, Shemekayim and Nikib and Mishmash. That when you feel it, you could tell that it's there, Shugvayim Mishaira Esrik. That it's higher than Esrik. Kabbas Tamarim Spires, and maybe that's why it says also Chazazis. It has to be higher than the Esrik. And the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is the way, Simon Tov, Reshim Ches. Sifid Gimel, a Chazazis is something which is elevated above the skin of the Esrik. Now it says Rubai, and the Rosh brings to Yerushalmi that Rubai is Mitzad Echad. But he teaches Yerushalmi just means like the Gemara, that's from Makam Echad, like Shnayim Abeis Mekaymis is even possible by Miyutai. But he brings the Arm of Farshim, he says, Shalai Kedivri Arm of Farshim, that say Rubai Shal Tzad Echad is possible. That's what I teach Yerushalmi, Rubai Mitzad Echad. Means on one of the sides of the Esrig, if you have rave of that side, so it's not rave of the Esrig, it's rave of one side of the Esrig that's also possible. But he says the Mishnah is not Mashah. The Mishnah says Rubai, that's Mashah rave of the whole Esrig. The Ran and the Dva say that the Pshat in the Yerushalmi is, that means Rubai Mitzad Echad. But the Paiskim don't pass him the way the Magen Avram, and the Paiskim will bring the Magen Avram that says you need rave of the entire Shet of the Esrig from Beis Stadim. You count the entire area of the surface of the Esrig, and it has to be rave of that area. Now the Gemara says, in the end, Lo yishanu v'makam echad, avashnayim v'shleishim mekaymes, is havalei kemenumer upasol. And when it says, also chazazas amayuta, is kasher, it's only when it's in one place. When it's in two or three places, it's menumer upasol. So the Rishonim discuss, the Ravid says in Chiddush, that stafka when the two or three chazazis that you have, the nimur, the menumer, is nispashit and rave of the esrik. Even though the actual chabar burais, he says, the actual blisters are miyat, but they spread out to the rave. But let's say the two or three mekaymis itself is only, the whole shatak's only miyat, like they're only on one side of the esrik. So he says it's kasher. And the Rosh says on that, it's a good shir, he says, because it's very not mistabit to say, if three very small dots, or two very small dots, that's one right next to each other, that's already going to be basal. You have one chazazis, a huge blotchy chazazis, it takes up almost half of the esrig, and that's kasher, but you have two dots, and that's already going to be basal. He says not mistabit. But he says, l'maisa, the lashon is a little bit shver. It says, "B'makam echad, miyatai is kasher, but shnayim v'shleish v'kaymis, even miyat is pasul." So it doesn't sound like some rave of the esrik. So he says, but you could say it means that the chaburis themselves, the chabarburis themselves, the blisters themselves, are a miyat of the esrik. But the shetach that they take up, they're scattered along a rave of an esrik. But the Rosh doesn't say clearly what's maskanas. It's interesting. The Rishonim, the Rivash and Siman Kuf Lametes, the Turis Siman Tarfesh Ramchas, they both say the Rosh was maskim to the Ravid. So here's the cool of the Ravid, that two or three Mekaymis is only a psul when the two or three Mekaymis are scattered onto the rave of the Esrik. The Ridvan and the Ran also hold their way, and they say that's Taicha the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says they want to Taicha the Mishnah, they're bothered. The Mishnah L'chayr is extra. It says, also Chazazos Arubai is kasher. And then it says, at the end, Al-Miyutai is pasul. I mean, Al-Miyutai is kasher. L'chayr is extra. If you know, Arubai is pasul. So for Shetzach, Al-Miyutai is kasher. And they have the same kasha. Anidla B'masa, Anidla Uksai. And Nikav V'chasa Kalshu, and Nikav Alei Chasa Kalshu. But the answer also tells Arubai is kasher, Al-Miyutai is pasul. I mean, also Chazazos Arubai is pasul. I mean, Al-Miyutai is kasher. They say the Pshat in Al-Miyutai is kasher means when the Chazazos is only Al-Miyutai. But if Chazaz is stretched out to be Al Rubai, even if it's not really Al Rubai, because it's Shnayim Shleishim Mekaymis, but the Shnayim Shleishim Mekaymis spread out to the Rubai, that's possible. That's what Al Miyutei Kasha means. It has to be, it's contained Al Miyutei. So it's talking about Shnayim Shleishim Mekaymis. With it, there could be a Chilek. They both could be Miyutei, but it could be contained Al Miyutei, and then it's Kasher. But if it's, even if it's miut, but if it's going in a spashit on Rubai, then it's possible. But the Arishayim that hold in all cases it's possible, the Ritz Geyu says it, and the Kabbalist Marim says it's mashman that way in the Rambam, and I assume he means, because the Rambam brings the din of Beza Gimel Mekaymis, it's possible before he brings the din of Arubai. So it's not mashman, the Beza Gimel Mekaymis would have to be smashed at Arubai. The Rambam says it's Stam, Beizigim Mekaymis is Pasal, and then he says Arubai is Pasal by one. It sounds like Beizigim Mekaymis is Pasal even when it's not Nispash and Arubai. And the Shulchan Aruch brings both days, Siman Tafresh and Chesef Yud, but the Mishnah Berurah brings that the Levur Shel Rav Pim Gadam, they all pass in Lekula. But it's interesting to Zach, even if you pass in Lekula, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham, that's Medayik, the Lashon of the Ravid, which is also in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. The Ravid says mitzad echad. However, it says not a smash ruv. Then mitzad echad shel esreg. Then it's kosher. That's what the Ravid says. So what if it goes to the other side of the esreg, but it's not rav of the shetach of the esreg? It's just on the other side of the esreg. It's rav of the hekaf of the esreg. It's rav of the circumference of the esreg. We're not rav of the surface area of the esreg. So then it's going to be pasul. And the mefarshim among the Avram say that it's chaluk. And as we said before, that the Magen Avraham paskins that it's only called Rubai when it's rave of the entire Esrug Mishnei Tzadim, but that's only by Chazaz Zachas. By Bezu Gilmul Kaimis, even though you need Rubai, but there you don't need rave of the entire surface area of the Esrug Mishnei Tzadim. There, as long as they have rave of the hekaf of the Esrug, it goes to the other side of the Esrug, it's already possible. And the Chazanish is bothered, the Achreinim HaSeisen Noe, but the Chazanish is bothered by it. He says, the Dik is not Mukhrich, just because he wrote Tzad Echad. And he says, how would the Ravid be able to Mavli? It's such a big Chiddush Din, the Ravid would have to say it, the Ravid would have to be more clear that it's being Mechadish that Din. So that's what the Chazanish holds, that by the Shnayim Shleishim Mekaymis, you make a line, and that incorporates all, you make a circle, I mean, a shape that incorporates all three chazazes. If that you could do, you make a line from one chazazes to the other, and then on the other one, and then the what's inside there is less than the entire shetach of the esrog, less than rav of the entire shetach of the esrog, even though it goes to the other side, the chazan shows is kasher. But like we said, the achreinim neman that it's possible. Now the case of Mishnah in Perek Zayin Alach Ches asks his kasher. He says, "Ma'ilam mikshuli beim begemara beim bepaiskim." Kasimish is bothered. What's the lashon shnayim shleish? If two is already possible, why do you have to say three? And he buys the tzarachin on the kasha. A lot of achreinim say to Mishnah Malach is ma'arich there that the derech in the Gemara sometimes is Taisus says in a few places that when there is an upper limit, then you can ask a kasha: is it two or is it three? But when there's no upper limit, if it's two or three, four or five, they're all possible. So then you could say two or three, meaning of either two is possible, but you say three, it's kadami inchi. But that's the kasha mishnah's kasha. So the Taz has an interesting tarot. So Taz says, just like we find up yishnayim v'shleisha edim, makishnayim l'shleisha, so here also, the two chazazis are only possible if it's like a hekish to three. What does he mean? He explains like this. Let's say you have a chazazis which has a small hairline space in the middle, a chudasar in the middle. He says, I don't think that would be possible. That's called one chazazis. Just because it has a small hairline space in the middle, it should be possible. I don't think that, that's not called nirikim menumer. So what's the shear? What's the shear? When am I going to call it two chazazis? Or when am I going to call it one chazazis with a small hairline mara esrig in the middle? Chazak detaz, I'll tell you. If you have three chazazis, and then you take out the middle one, that's the shear of two chazazis. As I said, the Taz, the Achreinim are very bothered because what's the size, what are you calling the size of a Chazazis? There's no size of a Chazazis that you could say that you have to have a size of a chazazah space between the two chazazahs to be called two chazazahs. It's very mundane than what he's saying. I mean, they know man that it's just urcha de milsa. But the Be'er Lacha says he thinks the Taz is right, that if there's only a hairline esrig in the middle, that wouldn't be called two chazazahs. And the chayyid pshat is, because the isim menumer is because of hadar, if you can't really tell that it's two, you have to look. It doesn't look that if a lot of times hadar is only if you could see it without having to look too hard. If you're going to have to look too hard to see that it's two, that's not chsayin and hadar, it's not chsayin and menumer. But my aura is that the whole teres of the taz is only gebayt if there's some chilik lalacha between two and one. Lamashal, if you hold like the Ritz Geis and the Rambam, that by two, even on the meat of the esrog, it's possible. Of course, it's negay to know what's considered two and what's considered one with the hairline Meir esrog in the middle. Or even if you hold like the Magen Avraham that we mentioned before, so it's negay. If it's one chazazis, even if it goes on both sides of the esrog, as long as it's not rave of the surface ear of the esrog, it's kasher. Hashaken, if it's two, as long as it goes to the other side, it's already possible. But according to the Chazon Ish, there really is no chilik between one and two. Because you're not going to be makshir because of the hairline thing. So the pshat is, if Mamaisa, this entire Chazazis area, is right of the Shatach of the Esrog, whether it's one or two, it's possible. And if it's not, so even if it's two, it's kasher, because the only time you say two is possible is if it gets the entire surface area of the Esrog. So the whole Taz is only negay if there's Mamaisa chilik between one or two. If even by two you need it, should encompass the rave, even though there is a chilip, because by two you're going to count the middle, but here, mimanav shechel, count the middle. If you're saying it's all one chazazis, of course you're going to count the middle, and if you say it's two chazazis, so then by two you count the middle. So the whole taz wouldn't shtim. The taz is only l'shitasai, or l'shitas magen avram, that the pshat is that by two, either like the Ritz Geis or the Rambam, that by two, even by me, it is kasher, or al kapanim, like the Magen Avraham, that by two, you don't need rave of the shetach, rave of the heck is good enough. Now the Gemara goes further, that Rava says, al chaitmai, afil b'mashu nami pasul. And Shaila is, what's the chaitim? Rashi says, chaitim is the oivei goivei, the thickness of the height, shemeshepeya, misham, the yoru the tzadresha. And from that thickness, it slants and goes to the end. And the Rosh says, it's Masha from Rashi, that slant that it goes to land is not called the Chaitim. Only the Oyve Goyvei, that from there it slants. So it says that the Chaitim is kind of towards the middle of the Esrog. It's called the Oyve Goyvei, the width of its height. And after the width of its height, then it starts slanting. But that width, that area, that's called the Chaitim. But he said that the Rif and the Rabbeinu Chananel have the chaitim next to the pitim. So it's mashma faket, the shipur is called the chaitim. And then he says, v'chein amadaber, shemi oivei goivei ane pitim, v'paisen chazazes kolshu. From the oivei goivei till the pitim, they pass the chazazes kolshu. So the Beis Yosef says he doesn't understand. Rashi says it's oivei goivei, and the Rif and the Rach say the shipua. Right? The Beis Yosef is learning, that's the mashmais of the Rosh. The oivei goivei is under the shipua. You have the oivei goivei, which is where the esrog is still thick, and it's at the height of the thickness, and then you have the shipua, where the esrog slants. So the Rif and the Rach holds the slant is called the chaitim. Rashi holds the oivei goivei is called the chaitim. Why does the amadabar, that oivei goivei till the pitman in Pasal Chazaz, it sounds like the chain amadabar, like the Rif and the Rach, but they hold the oivei goivei is not the chaitim. So he says two terutzim, either the chaitim is both the Rashi and the Rif and the Rach. So they pass all the Oivei Goivei and the Chaitim. But the second Tarot says, he doesn't mean the Oivei Goivei itself. He means from the end of the Oivei Goivei, not the Oivei Goivei Bechlal, until the Pitim. Now the Shulchan Aruch is Mashma, like the second Tarot. That's just the Shippur is called the Chaitim, and the Be'er Halacha passes the way Halacha L'maisa, that just the Shippur is called the Chaitim. The Oivei Goivei is not called the Chaitim. Now there's one other Shita, the Ritz Geis in the Rambam, that says that the Chaitim is the makam gevaya shetachas haneitzah asa kiminezer, right by the pitim, that's what's called the chaitim. That's a bit cooler, we don't pass in that way. Now all the Rishayim, the Raivid, the Rosh, the Ridva, the Ran, they say that not only is chazaz is possible by the chaitim kosher, all the psule esrig, like yavesh, is also possible by the chaitim, by a kosher. Now, the Mishnah also says, nitla put masai, And Reb Yitzchak ben Elazar says a brisa nitla buchnasai. Small gemara nitla put masai is pasul, and the Mishnah says nitla uksai is kasher. And then Reb Yitzchak ben Elazar says nitla buchnasai. There are four pirushim in the Rishonim. What exactly is the pitum? What's the ukitz? And what's Reb Yitzchak telling you nitla buchnasai? Rashi brings from his Rebbe Rabbeinu Yaakov that the ukitz is the tail of the esrog, and the pitum is the head of the esrog. And Reb Yitzchak ben Elazar is just describing the pitum. The pitum looks like a buchna. It looks like a thing they use to grind the spices. But according to this, the Mishnah says pitum, and Reb Yitzchak ben Elazar is describing the pitum, that is the buchna. He's just giving another name for the pitum, somewhat of a descriptive reference for the pitum. And there's nothing about the ukitz. So kumtais, if the ukitz is taken off, even if the entire ukitz is taken off, but even that it leaves a hole, it would be kasher. That's Rashi's chat. So again, the pitum is the tap, the ukitz is the banim, and the buchna is just describing the pitum. He brings up shah from his Rebbe Yitzchak Halevi that the pitum and the ukitz are both in the tail, and the pitum is what's inside the guma, that if that's taken, that's called the chasarin and it's pasul. But whatever's outside the guma, that's called the ukitz and it's kasher. And according to that, if what we call the pitum, the top of the esrog, is taken off, that would be kosher even if the entire pitum is removed. So one shot is pitum is the top, and that's the same thing as buchna, and the bottom is in gansen kosher. That's Reb Yaakov shot. And this Galevi's shot is pitum is the bottom. It's the ukitz. But the nitl uksai means that not the pot sticking into the esrog. The pitum is the buchna, meaning the pot sticking into the esrog. Rabbeinu Tam also says that the pitum and the ukitz are the same place, but he puts them both on the top of the esrog. That's what Taisus the Maskan Nidla Buchnasai, that he puts both the pitum and the buchan on the top of the esrog. And the Mishnah says Nidla Pitmasai is pasul, and Reb Yitzchak ben Elazar is saying that it's only when the entire pitum is taken off, including the part that's sticking into the esrog, and you have a guma left. Whatever's out of the esrog is kosher. So it's really a similar pshat to Reb Yitzchak Halevi, but Reb Yitzchak Halevi has them both on the zanav of the esrog. The ukitz, meaning the part that's outside the pit and the part that sticks in. And Rabbeinu Tam has them on the top of the esrog. Again, the ukitz is the part that sticks out, and the pitum is the part that sticks in. So now we have three pshatim. And then Taisus brings the Arach b'shem Rabbeinu Chananel, and this is also the pirish of the Rif and the Rambam. And the pitum is on top, the ukitz is on bottom. And Reb Yitzchak ben Elazar is talking about the ukitz and telling you if the entire ukitz is taken off, even the part that's inside the esrog and the guma is left, then it's possible. So according to Reb Yaakov, that Rashi brings, Rabbeinu Yaakov, the Rebbe of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, the only issur is the stick on top, the only psul, the stick on the bottom is kasha even if the entire ukitz is taken off. According to Reb Yitzchak Halevi, the only issue is the guy in the bottom, right? The ukitz, that's the buchna, the pitum, is the ukitz, the part that's sticking in. The stick on top is kosher, even if the entire thing is taken off. According to the Rif, the Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel, there they're both basal. The nitla pitmasai of the Mishnah means the top. The nitla buchnasai of Reb Yitzchak ben Elazar's brisa means the bottom. So male will be absolved by both the pitum and the ukitz. Now, la halacha, the Shulchan Aruch Siman Tafresh Memches of Ches is paskas lahachman by the ukitz, but only if the entire thing is taken off and there's a guma. As long as there is wood inside the guma and it covers the entire guma, the Ramah says it's kasher. Now that lechayr is muchik, because the Mishnah says nitla uksa is kasher. The only reason why, if it's nitla entirely and there's a guma left, is because that would be the pshat of Reb Yitzchak ben Elazar. That's Reb Yitzchak Halevi's pshat, or that's the Rif and the Rambam and the Rach's pshat and Itlo Bechnase, whether that means pitum or that's a new psal. But Al Kopanim, there is a pshat of Nitlo Bechnase, and all the Rishonim say when you say Nitlo Bechnase, it would have to mean the part that sticks into the esrog and it leaves the guma, because otherwise the Mishnah says Nitlo Luksa is kasher. So that's with the banim. So we pass on the chumra that the banim is pasul, because that's a sheet of the Rif, the Rambam, the Rach, and also Reb Yitzchak Halevi. But dafka if it leaves the guma. Now about the top, what we call the pitum. So there also, according to Rabbeinu Yaakov and according to Rabbeinu Tam, and of course according to Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rif and the Rambam, it's going to be pasul. So we paskin it's pasul also. But what's pasul? The three shittas, how much of the pitim is removed to be pasul? You see, if you learn that nidlu b'chnasa means the ukits, so no one explained the pitim. So the Ran learns in the Rif that even if just the sheshanta, the flower on top, is removed, it's pasul. But the Beis Yosef says it's not what the Rif means. The Rambam says a lashon nitl hadat. Rabbeinu Tam says, because this is how he's learning Rav Yitzchak ben Elazar, that the psul is only if the entire thing is taken off and it's left the guma. And the Ran holds that way. And the Taz and the Magavram hold that the Shulchan Aruch holds that way. So one extreme is even the sheshanta is pasul. Nitl pitmasai. Pitmasa means the Shishanta. But the Rambam says Pitmasa means the Dad, and the Beis Yosef learns that way in the Rif as well. The other pshat is, you say that Nidlu B'chnasa, if a bitzim was, is going on the Pitim, like Rabbeinu Tam, so only if the entire Pitim is removed, and even if it's not like Rabbeinu Tam, it can mean that way. That's what the Ran says. And the Taz and Magen of Ram hold that way in the Das of the Shulchan Aruch. So if your Pitim gets knocked off in the middle, not a problem. But a lot of Paiskim hold in the Das of the Ram and the Rak that the Shishant is taken off its kosher, but if the Dan is taken off, then you should be Machme, even if it doesn't go into the Esrig. But the Magen Avraham and the Kama Achreinim Aseis in that way, including the Mishnah Berurah, says that even if you're going to passel if the Dan is taken off, it's Dafke if it's level with the Esrig. It's possible even if it's not removed what's inside the Esrig. By the Ukitz, it has to be removed what's inside the Esrig. By the pitim, as long as the dan is removed and it's level with the esrog, it's already pasul. But if any part of the eitz is sticking up, even if part of the dan is taken off, but if you have some part of the dan left, then it's kosher. And it says you don't even have to be machmir. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says to him. So in case your pitim falls off, if it's not the entire pitim, even if it's the entire pitim, if it's the entire pitim that's above the esrog, then already there are kama paiskim that yesh lahachma, even though the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin that it's mutter. But if you have a little bit left sticking up over the esrog, then it's already ein lahachma. But I saw in the Darkei Moshe, he says the minigas to your machma, even if just the sheshanta is taken off, if you could get another esrog easily. And that's what the Eilim does. We'll see Bez Hashem in the Hemshech, could be nidla p'masa is kasha the rest of the days also. It's only possible on the first day. Now, we have another sugya of Nikev, that the Mishnah says that Nikev Nekev Mefulish is a Mashu, and She'enu Mefulish is a Mashu. I mean, the Mishnah says that Nikev Chasa Kalshu, I mean, is possible. Nikev Alei Chasa Kalshu is Kasher. So there are three Pshatim, right? And then the Gemara says that Nikev Nekev Mefulish is a Mashu, and She'enu Mefulish is a Kisser. Now, there are three Pshatim in this, and two really only two Shittas Lahalacha. Even though there are three Pirushim. Rashi says, in Taisus also, that Nika V'chasa Kalshu is one psul. There's one psul called Nika V'chasa Kalshu. It's basically Chasa Kalshu. Achsarin Kalshu is pasul, and that's no matter what. The Mishnah Berurah says, Chasarin means dafka in the flesh of the esrog, not the glitter on top. But Achsarin Kalshu is pasul, period. And that's what it means. Nika V'chasa Kalshu is Chada Katani. And Bika means Chasarin Kalshu. Nikev alay chaser kalshu. If you have a nekev and it wasn't chaser, so then it's kasher. And the Gemara on that says that if it's mefulish, even if it's no chsarin and all, it's pasul. And if it's keisser, even also if there's no chsarin, it's pasul. And how can you have a case of keisser where there's no chsarin? You have a yasein of that's tachav bayin. That's Rashi and Taisus and the Rush. Now the Rambam also holds this way b'shita. He just holds that there are two psulim. Nikev is one psul, but nikev means Nekev Mefulish, a Nekev Keisser. Then there's another psul called Chsarin Kalshu, and that's even without a Nekev. And then the Sefer that says Nikev, the Einachasa Kalshu, that means the Nekev is not Mefulish, and it's not Keisser, and there's no Chsarin, and then it's Kasher. It's the same Shita as Rashi and Taisus and the Rush, it's just a different Pirish, that according to Rashi, the Mishnah never says a psul by Nekev, only the Gemara says a psul of Nekev Mefulish and Nekev Keisser. According to the Rambam, the Mishnah says a psul of Nekev. There's a psul of Nekev, which means Mefulish or Keser. There's a psul of Chesaron, which is without any Nekev at all. And Nekev Alei Chasa Kalshu means when it's not Mefulish and not Keser, and there's no Chesaron. But a lot of Rishayim, the Ravid and Asagis and the Ravid, the Ridva, the Ran, they say that Taka like Rashi's Pshat, that Nekev Alei Chasa Kalshu is the same psul. But that's talking about Nikav Mefulis. That's what it means. Nikav Echasa Kalshu means Nekav Mefulis. And if it's not a Nekav Mefulis, it's not going to be possible unless it's Ke'isr. So anytime you don't have a Nekav Mefulis, you need a Chesaron Ke'isr. And the Sefer that says Nikav Eloi Echasa Kalshu, that means even with a Nekav Mefulis. That's what they tie to run around also. They want to make sure there's not extra to Mishnah. So Nikav Echasa Kalshu is dafka by a neck of mefulish. Nikav Eloi Echasa Kalshu is even by a neck of mefulish. But that the Gemara is saying that Nikav Eloi Echasa Kalshu is only by Eloi Echasa Kalshu. But if there's a chsar and ke'isr, it's possible even by a neck of shein and mefulish. So there the Shulchan Aruch brings the day of Rishayin Abistam, because that's the das of the Rambam and the Rush, and Rashi and Taisus. And the day of Shniyah, the Raiv of the Dvon Ran, he brings Rishayin Meishayimim. But the Ramah says, B'shas Adchak, if you don't have another Esrog, you could be Mekel, like the day of Shniyah, to be Makshah if there's no Chsar and Isser, even if there's a Chsar and Kolshu, as long as there's no Nekim Mefulish, and to be Makshah and Nekim Mefulish if there's no Chsar and at all. Now there's also a Shaila what a Nekim Mefulish is. Taisus and the Rush want to say, based on the Gemara with Nolda Be'esuk Simone Trefus, that if it's Nikav Tula Chadri Zeret, it's called the neck of Mefulish. Because by Trefus, Mefulish means, right, when you have a neck of Mefulish by Trefus, if you have a neck of in the lungs, it doesn't have to go from one end of the lungs to the one end of the lung to the other end of the lung. It has to go into the lung. If you have a neck of in the heart or in the Krum Shalmayach, it has to go into the heart, into the Krum Shalmayach. So here also, it has to go into the Gufa Esrog, which is the Chadri Azera. And the Rishayim bring the Bahag that says, no, you need Mefulish Mamish, and they're both brought in the Shulchan Aruch. And again, Yemach Mekzat B'Shas Adchak. The emphasis is, if you have a case where it's not Mefulish Mamish, it's only the Chadri Azera, and also, you don't have the Chesaron Ke'isr, you don't have the Chesaron at all, so then you have two reasons to be Mekel. Because the Ari Sheinim would say, even by Nekem Mefulish, if there's no Chesaron, it's not a problem. And then the Ari Sheinim would say, it's not called the Nekem Mefulish. Mishabru brings such a thing that you have even a Svek Sveka. So he says you can make a bracha on the first day if you don't have another Esrig. And the Mishabru also brings the Achreinim that even if you hold that Mefulish means to the Chadri Zera, but if it's Mefulish Mamish from one end to the end, then the Kuli Alma would be called Mefulish, even if it's not connected to the Chadri Zera.